Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
There's just something about that name. Yes, it is. Well, Master, I say, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. Let all heaven and earth proclaim. Oh, well, kings and their kingdom shall all pass away. But there's something about them. Heavenly Father, as I come to you today, I come in that name, that blessed name of Jesus. I bow before your throne, knowing that this name Jesus, opens the door, and God does. I ask you today, not for silver, not for gold, but I ask you for mercy and for grace. Well, kings, oh, and kingdom shall all pass away, but there's something about that name. There's just something about that name. Yes, it is. Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after that rain. Oh, Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Shall all pass away, but there's something about that name. Oh, well, kings and their kingdom shall all pass away, but there's something, oh yes it is, about that name. Oh, just a close walk with thee. Yes, Lord. Oh, grant it, Jesus, it's my plea. Well, daily walk close to thee. Oh, let it be, dear Lord. Oh, let it be. Oh, just a closer walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus, it's my daily walk close to thee. Oh, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Well, I am weak, but thou art strong. Yes, Lord. Well, Jesus, keep me from all wrong. Well, I'll be set fight as long. Yes, I will. As I will. Dear Lord, close to thee. Oh, just a closer walk with thee. Daily walk close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord. Let it be. You know, it's just a closer walk. Granted, Jesus, here's my plea. Daily walk close to thee. Daily. daily walk close to thee. Oh yes, Lord. Let it be. Dear Lord, let it be. Well, daily walk close to thee. Oh, let it be. Dear Lord, let it be. Saving a sinner like me. I want to tell the whole wide world. Yes, I do. That salvation is free. Praise God it is. I know that there were many times when I didn't do right. But you watched over me. Yes, you did. Both day and night. that I should die. But grace and mercy said, oh no, Jesus paid. He paid the price. I once was blind. Thank God I can see. It was because of grace that came down to me. Yes, it did. I have found, as I have journeyed through this long dark night of life, seeming sometimes that I was out on the open sea. By faith alone, sight unknown. And yet somehow I knew his eyes were watching me. That sometimes I could even hold them in my hands. But I never knew that those dreams could slip right through like they were only tiny grains of sand. Anchor hold, though the ship is bad. I have fallen on my knees, yes I have, as I face this raging sea. The anchor holds, despite the storm. I've been young, and I'm older now, yes. There has even been some beauty that these eyes have seen. But it was in the night. That I faced the storm, the storms of life. But that's where God proved his love, proved it to me. Yes, he did. The anchor holds. Yes, it does. The ship be better. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I face those raging seas. Oh yes, anchor holds.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to the King of Kings, glory to the Lord of Lords, glory to the Alpha and Omega, glory to the Rose of Sharon, glory to the Lily of the Valley. We bless the name of Jesus. His name is worthy of praise, his name is worthy of glory, his name is worthy of honor. We bless his holy name. Father, we bless you and we thank you this morning. We honor you. We give you glory. We magnify your name, Almighty God. Your name, O God, is worthy of praise. Your name, O God, is worthy of glory. Your name, O God, is worthy of honor. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise his name. Hallelujah. Lord, we worship you in the beauty of your holiness, you Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Almighty God. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy, 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 O God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our siblings. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our nieces and our nephews. Lord, we pray for mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus, your mercies are new every morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. We repent that the kingdom of God has come down unto us. O Lord God of hosts, hear our prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob's Silla. Behold, O God, our shoe. Look upon the face of thy anointed. For a day in our courts is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Lord, we ask that you pour your grace upon our lips in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Psalm 45, verse 2. Lord, we ask that you release your grace and glory upon our lives in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Proverbs 3:34 and Luke 2:40. Jesus, we thank you for your grace in the forgiveness and the forsaking of our sins. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, dwell among us in grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to John 1:14-16. Lord, let your grace be bestowed upon us in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Acts 11:23. Lord, let your grace be upon us for ministry in the name of Jesus Christ, and with great power give the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked. Lord, let us walk in your grace, for signs and wonders will be wrought by our hands in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Acts 14:3. And now, brethren, I commend you to God, to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. Lord, we ask that you connect our faith to the abundance of your grace in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Acts 5:15. Lord, we ask for a revelation of your grace to walk in the fullness of your redemption in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 5:15. Lord, we thank you for the grace of God located and releasing itself on your end time remnant in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 11:5. Lord, we thank you for the full power of your grace in our lives to crush the power of Satan in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 6. For all things are for your sake, that the abundance greatness might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God, for which cause we think not. For though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. For we know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yes, for our sakes he became poor, that yet through his poverty we might be rich. God, give us the focus of glory in your grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let us know the manifold grace of God in the name of Jesus Christ, according to 1 Peter 4:10. Lord, let us find grace in the time of need in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Hebrews 4:16. Father, let the grace of the Lord Jesus be with our spirit in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Galatians 6:18. Let the word of Christ dwell in us richly, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing with grace in our hearts to the Lord. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with us all in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we first thank you and praise you for the salvation, grace, and power of the finished works of the cross. Lord, we thank you for Calvary. We bless you for your blood, the blood of Jesus that was shed. In the name of Jesus Christ, if they shall confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers with their trespass, which they trespass against me, and that also I have walked contrary unto them, and also I have walked contrary unto them, have brought them into the land of their enemies. If then their uncircumcised hearts be humble, and they then accept the punishment of their iniquity, then I will remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham will I remember. I will remember the land. Lord, we bless you for the atonement power that is in the blood of the Lamb. For God, you became a curse for us, but it is written, cursed is he that hangeth for a tree. Lord, we take the blood of Jesus Christ and release it like a tsunami tidal wave, going through our bloodline from now all the way back to Adam and Eve, to close every doorway and a point of entry and a point of exit in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus, we take your precious blood and apply it over the length and the doorposts of our homes, our business, our ministries, our family, our health and finances in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Exodus 12:7. Father, we take the blood of Jesus Christ. Let the blood of Jesus Christ shall be to us as a token upon the horses where we are. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt, according to Exodus 12:13. Lord, we thank you for the blood of Jesus over our lives, as the destroyer is released to slay every Pharaoh and his Egyptian cohorts that is over our lives, that has made an alliance with our ancestral spirits to keep us in physical, spiritual, mental, and financial boundaries in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Exodus 12:23. Lord, send a destroyer to hunt down and capture and bind everlasting keys made of the blood of Jesus Christ, every evil spirit, python spirit, dark angel, and ancestral spirit that is operating physical, spiritual, mental, and financial oppression against us on the second heavens in the name of Jesus Christ, according to 2 Peter 2:4. Lord, we ask you to release your holy warrior angels with swords, with chains, with battle axes, and battering rams, form and fashion out of the blood of Jesus Christ, to demolish and destroy every barrier, snare, and barricade that has been constructed in the second heavens to stop blocking and delay every blessing and promise that God has ordained for our lives in the name of Jesus Christ, according to 2 Corinthians 10:4. Lord, have your holy angels to mount us with weapons of war, treasure of the blood of Jesus Christ, to fight against every works of witchcraft, hoodoo, voodoo, chants, spells, hexes, fixes, astral projections, transcendental prayers, and psychic meditations that were sent in the night season. God, send your holy angels after the order of Caesar in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Judges 5:20. Lord, release holy angels that are bound and hunted to hunt down and binding everlasting chains made of the blood of Jesus Christ, every spirit, spouse, marriage-breaking spirit, spirits of infirmity, spirits of premature death, spirits of poverty, spirits of misfortune caused by curses, hexes, sexes, and the sins of our fathers in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let our presence that have taken up armor against us be drowned in the Red Sea as the Egyptians in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let the blood of Jesus Christ flow like a tidal wave in the second heavens to destroy every astral altar, plot, and control, all curses, hexes, contracts, and stuff that be planted in the heavens around our star in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we bind the everlasting chains, all the spiritual tenders, guides, and spies in the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, we release the fear of the Lord and the blood of Jesus Christ against all of our enemies in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we command your holy archers to send arrows made out of the blood of Jesus Christ into the hearts of our enemies, into the souls of the spirits that have so much to bring upon our health, finances, and family in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that the blood of Jesus Christ bring down everything that is connected to wickedness that is connected to our lives. God, bring down the blood of the Lamb on every work of spiritual oppression that the enemy has planted in the heavens, in the earth, against our bloodline, in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Genesis 5:12. Lord, let the blood of the Lamb rain down like in the days of Noah upon every stronghold stand that the enemy has hidden. God, let the blood of Jesus Christ rain down and drown every secret thought of the wicked in the heavens and in the earth, in the high places and in the realm of astral projections that is seeking after our soul in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Genesis 7:12. Lord, release the blood of Jesus Christ to bind up and choke every fight and a strong man. Holy Ghost, choke him until he calls for what he has stolen from us in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that you inject the blood of Jesus Christ into our bloodline to close up every open door caused by the curse of illegitimacy in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that you inject the blood of Jesus Christ into our veins to destroy every bloodline curse, sickness, and disease that is hereditary or planted through witchcraft in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let the blood of Jesus Christ be injected into our bloodline and veins to restore us to divine health in the name of Jesus Christ. Purge us with high stuff so we can be clean. Wash us so we can be wet and still. Lord, wash us and cleanse us, O God, from all filthiness. And Lord, we give you the praise. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Oh, Father God, we apply the blood of Jesus Christ to our families in the name of Jesus. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus Christ. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ to our spouses. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ to our children. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ to our grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Those that have great-grand, we apply the blood of Jesus Christ to the great-grandchildren in the name of Jesus, O God. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ, O God, to the work of our hands. We apply the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus to our household, our family's members. We apply the blood of Jesus to all our possessions, O God. In the name of Jesus, we apply the blood of Jesus. O Father God, to our prophetess, in the name of Jesus, we apply the blood of Jesus in our homes. We apply the blood of Jesus in our cars, in the name of Jesus, upon our cars, in the name of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus upon our bank accounts, upon our finances, in the name of Jesus, the blood, in the name of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus to all the works of our hands and in all our endeavors. We apply the blood of Jesus to our influences in the name of Jesus. We ask you to place a hedge of protection around us. The hedge is the blood of Jesus, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus. The blood. Oh, let the anointing flow, O God. Let the blood cover us, O God. In the name of Jesus, we apply the blood. the blood of Jesus to every area of our lives. We soak this building in the blood of Jesus. We soak our wounds in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children's dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children and grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. Their dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. I soak my husband in the blood of Jesus. The transport, the car in the blood of Jesus. Yekuri amasetereyako. The highways in the blood of Jesus. Yekuri amasetereyaka. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. My children's transportation, their cars in the blood of Jesus. Their dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. Everyone under the sound of my voice. The blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. This building in the blood of Jesus. Crystal's building in the blood of Jesus. This prayer line in the blood of Jesus. Everyone that is here, oh God, and their families in the blood of Jesus. Every intercessor in the blood of Jesus. Their dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. Their children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood flow. Let the blood flow. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood of Jesus. Holy Spirit, move in our lives. Holy Spirit, move in our lives. Holy Spirit, move. Perfect all that concerns us, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, we are totally and completely dependent on you. Holy Spirit, we need you. Strengthen us, O God. Strengthen us, O God. Let your strength be made perfect in our weakness, O God. We need you, Jesus. We need you more than we ever needed you before. We need you, Jesus. Oh, God, we need you. We need you every second. We need you every minute. We need you every hour. Oh, Lord Jesus, we need you. We need you, Jesus. Spirit of the living God. Hover over this place. Hover over this service. Hover over our lives. Hover over the lives of our children and grandchildren. Hover, Holy Ghost, over us. Move upon our lives. Holy Spirit, we surrender to you. All our cares, all our burdens, we surrender to you. Perfect all that concerns us. You know us as individuals. You know everything about us. We surrender totally to you, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, we soak our spirit, our souls, our bodies in your holy blood. Perfect all that concerns our lives. We need you every minute. We need you every hour. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. To those of you that's just joining us, we say good morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to take the Holy Communion today, but I just want to go over a few things in the name of Jesus before we proceed to the Holy Communion in Jesus' name. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Jehovah Jireh. Hallelujah. The Bible says, on this mount it will be provided. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I want you to take time and read that psalm and then meditate on it this week in the name of Jesus, or just every time, just think about it. Break it down for yourself in the name of Jesus. I want to look at Genesis 26 again, and I'm going to look at verse 11. And Abimelech charged all his people, saying, he that touches this man or his wife shall surely be put to death. This is the protection of enemy is protecting Isaac, because the Philistines are enemies of Israel. Now you see, when God favors you, he even makes your enemies at peace with you. We can look in the Bible over and over. Do you remember Moses was reared in Pharaoh's house? Pharaoh, the Egyptians, was the enemies of Israel. If you can remember, in Exodus 1, Pharaoh was the one who released the mandate that all the Israelites, baby boys, should be killed. And then there were two midwives in the story who did not do according to Pharaoh said, but did according to what God said, and God blessed them. And I want you to read, Moses' mother hid him, but Pharaoh's sister formed the baby, Exodus 1 and 2, and fell in love with this baby and took this child as her own. These are the Egyptians. She brought Moses up in the house of Pharaoh. The enemy fed Moses. The enemy educated Moses. Moses learned a lot from a baby in the house of the enemies. That's why I always tell people, you don't put God in a box. God does things for a reason. Sometimes your enemies, sometimes I hear people pray, kill them, kill my enemies, kill them, do this to them, do that to them. I've heard it so many times. But then the enemy that sometimes you pray for them to kill might be the enemy that's supposed to protect you, that God has assigned to protect you. That's why you say, bless them. God, Jesus said, pray for your enemies. And we don't understand it. And sometimes the prayers we pray, God has assigned this enemy to take care, to protect you, to do the ABC, and then you pray all these satanic evil prayers to kill them. What will happen to your destiny? What might happen? We have to be careful. That's why I always pray. If I do not know how to pray things, I will pray in the Holy Ghost. And then pray in your simple language, Lord. You know all these things. So let the perfect will be done. And I need your grace, because may God's perfect will be done sometimes in our lives. We need grace to receive and understand the revelation of what he's doing in our lives. We have to be so careful with the words we speak. Hallelujah. So we see The Bible says that Abimelech said to touch Isaac and his wife. And even though there was famine in the land, Isaac saw them yet on the full. What does this mean, the famine in the land? No rain, the place dry, it's dusted. But yet God, Isaac saw because he had faith. God has a watering system under the earth. You know, there's fountains of water. We know that if you dig wells, what do you see? You see, if you dig the wells, that well stables under. All God got to do is open up that fountain. Hallelujah. Amen. God is a great God. I don't know, but he is awesome to me. Hallelujah. He's great. So sometimes the things really see is not what is underneath. Genesis 2, verse 5 says, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord had caused it not to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till a ground, but there was a mist from the earth that watered the whole face of the ground. So they seen, I'm speaking, oh Lord, hallelujah, this is a prayer point. Hallelujah. There went up a mist from the earth, and watered the whole face of the ground. Mist from the earth and watered the ground. Let me tell you the mix. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. I don't know what any one of us are going through. I know what I'm going through. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what your children are going through, your grandchildren are going through. But there is a mix that you cannot see. There's a mix that you do not know that is watering the face of the ground of your destiny. Watering your face, oh God, in the name of Jesus. The divine mist, Lord, divine mist watering the dry areas of your life where people see you. They don't even believe that they're looking at you, looking down upon you. They're looking down upon you. Your family looks down upon you. But there is a divine mist that comes from underneath that you might look dry, but God is watering that ground. You are, don't forget, we are from the dust. And maybe we've been looking hackety and raggedy and everything, but the Bible tells me that the mist came from the bottom. Hallelujah, that God opened. You see, God just needs to open that fountain. When he opened the fountain, so what happened to Isaac? That he waxed great and greater. But you see the difference is Isaac was not discouraged. Isaac sowed, he planted a seed. You know, even though it's difficult, even though it's famine in the land, I don't see no rain coming from the clouds. That's, it takes faith. But yet it's still, I trust God. So I will plant my seed. I'll plant my seed. And my Lord, some of you have planted seed and seed. And you still do that. I'm so tired of planting. You say, I'm tired of planting this seed, and I'm tired of planting that seed, and nothing happening in my life. I've put so much into this ministry. I put so much into this person. I put so much into this, and I don't see nothing. I'm tired paying tithes to my church. I'm tired giving an offering to this ministry. Every day this apostle would say A, B, C, D, but I still do see nothing appear. So it still look like it's family. I don't see no rain coming. I don't see I saw seeds of prayer. I don't see nothing happening. I saw seeds of time. I don't see nothing happening. I saw seeds of kindness. I don't see nothing happening. And yet they're still telling me to plant another seed. Yet it's still plant another thing. Have you heard about all those seeds I've planted all through the years? How about all this I've done? All the kindness I've done? All this, and then to do another one, I don't know who God is speaking to. But there's a seed. It takes faith to plant. It takes faith to plant seed when there's famine, when you see famine all around. It takes faith to trust God when everything don't look right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Weeping may endure. Look, let me say something to you. Any microwave thing that you think God will do in your life, it doesn't happen like a microwave. God, everything God does, you have to go through the process. Hallelujah. Get ready for the Holy Communion. Father, I thank you for the word. And Lord, every seed of kindness, seed of love, seed of financial seed that I've planted for years in more than 30, 20, 10, 5, 6, 2, 3 years, Lord, in the name of Jesus, water those seeds in the mighty name of Jesus. Water the seeds. Sometimes you even got to go into generational seeds. You know, Abraham planted too. Hallelujah. Lord, generational seeds. My great-great-grandmother did not see the promises come into fruition. My great-great-grandfather did not see those promises come into fruition. And Lord, and they planted generation of seed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let me, oh God, receive, oh God, see the manifestation of the seeds of prayer that my great-grandmother prayed. The seeds of prayer, oh God, that Grandma Ida prayed, oh God, let me pray this morning. I see the fountains getting ready to open. Hallelujah. If you know your great-grandmother's name, call her name out. Hallelujah. You know your great-grandfather who was in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, let me receive the manifestation of the prayers that my great-grandmother come behind and pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let me receive the full manifestation of the prayer that my grandma Marco prayed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. The manifestation of a prayer, let me receive it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lydia Masade, Lord, she trusts that in you. They trust that. They believe your word, oh God. Your word will not go back void. You said even in Hebrews 11, oh God, Abraham did not see the promises, but it was fulfilled, oh God, through his generation of bloodline. Let me see the answer of the prayers that my grandma Ida Hupp pray in the name of Jesus. My great grandma Ida Hupp pray, oh God, let me receive the answers, the manifestation of our prayers, oh God. Let me receive the manifestation of the prayers of my grandmother Marco, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let me receive the manifestation of the prayers, oh God, that my great grandmother Nancy pray, oh God. Nancy bright, let me receive the manifestation of her prayers that she pray, oh God. Let me receive the manifestation of the prayers, oh God, God, that my grandfathers prayed in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, the bloodline generation, manifestation of the prayers in the name of Jesus. The bloodline manifestation of the prayers of my father. The bloodline manifestation of the prayers of my mother. The bloodline manifestation of the prayers of my great-grandma, Boo. Oh, yeah, my son, let me receive the prayers that my mama prayed for me before she left this earth. Let me receive the manifestation of the prayers, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let me receive the manifestation of the prayers that my pet prayed for me in the name of Jesus. Lord, I must touch the in the name of Jesus. Somebody prayed for me. Somebody had me on their mind. Somebody took the time to pray for me. Manifestation of the bread. It's time for me to receive. It's time for your children right now. Oh, God, to receive the manifestation of the bread. Pray by the generational bloodline in the name of Jesus from their father's side, from their mother's side, in the name of Jesus, manifestation of the prayer that Jesus prayed in John 17 for us, oh God. Manifestation. Ooh, Jenna. Let me receive. Hallelujah. Yet, Guria must bless. Oh, God, my great grandparents sold in the body of Christ. They believed in your word and they knew that it would come to pass. And even if they didn't see it, they trusted that their children or grandchildren or great grandchildren will receive it. Oh, God. Let me be a candidate in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. What are those prayers? The midst. Oh, my God. Grandmother, oh, God, you invested so much in children. And you cared so many children. Hodiya masantiriyako. And if receive the full manifestation and blessings of the prayers of my grandmother, grandfather, bloodline in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Get your Holy Communion ready, and I pray. Please pray those prayers for yourself this week. Hallelujah. Before you are even conceived, someone will pray for you. Hallelujah. Your grandmother didn't get to see it. Your great-grandmother didn't get to see it. But they believe God. And you will walk in the full manifestation of the prayers they prayed for you in Christ Jesus. Get your communion ready.
The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on from a day
Hallelujah. The blood that gives me strength. Father, bless the Holy Sacrament. In the name of Jesus, receive all the blessings and the breakthroughs and the generational life manifestation of the prayers that our bloodline prayed, oh God, to you. Let us walk in the full manifestation of those prayers in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray the Sabbath blessing upon each and every one. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for the families. In the mighty name of Jesus, turn the Holy Communion from the natural to the supernatural. In the name of Jesus, Oriyamase. Amen. Excuse me. For I receive the of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. Thank you, Lord. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. You may partake of your bread or crackers that represents the body of Christ. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. His 2 years of me as you drink it in remembrance of me. And if I take off your water or juice that represents the blood of Jesus. Do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, but this himself for not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. But if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. For when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, carry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that you come not together under condemnation. And the rest will I set in order. When I come, in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Father, we thank you for this word this morning. We thank you for the Holy Sacrament. We thank you for the breakthroughs, oh God. We thank you for restoration. We thank you for answering our prayers, oh God. We thank you for us walking in the full manifestation of the prayers from our bloodline. In the name of Jesus, Father, bless each and every one. We pray. For those that have offering to give, Lord, bless their offering, oh God. We pray for fruitfulness and multiplication in their lives, oh God. We pray for healing and deliverance and restoration in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we thank you for this time that you allow us to come in your presence. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From darkness, thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen.
Beloved, why have you lost hope? Don't you know, or have you forgotten, that Jesus was wounded for our transgressions? He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. By his stripes we are healed. My brother, listen to me, my sister. Know that there is power in his blood to heal you. There is power in the blood of Jesus to set you free. Just take a step of faith and receive your healing right now.